Very good, thank you. How are you?
Welcome to the show. Now, what does core security do?
So core security's mission is securing the core. We have, over the last couple of years, merged five companies and security companies. The thesis is that sort of security has evolved in silos. So there's vulnerability management, threat intel, threat detection, access management. A lot of people don't think about access management as part of security. But these things need to be integrated. So we look for companies that we can apply strong analytics, both within that domain to make them better and then to bring them together. So that we can think about how this all works together. Attackers don't think in those silos, and attackers don't behave in those silos, and we shouldn't either.
Very interesting. We've been talking about this a lot with people, how inside the security defense, this is my office and my space and what I do, and I don't want you to talk,
Sure.
This is my threat vector, this is yours, and they don't talk to each other. I don't get that part. It's weird.
I honestly think it's the way, it's sort of the natural evolution of things. So if some new tech comes out, IoT, mobile, doesn't matter what it is, right? The business is going to press to apply it.
Yep.
And then IT is going to be like, we have to support this thing, and then we need to figure out how to secure this thing, and then it's going to get some budget. That domain is going to grow, and also you have this siloed.
So they hire a new guy to do that thing, and then they become their own little divisions.
The thing which is a small thing to start,
and then
it grows over time. And I think that sort of the process just continues over and over again.
Very interesting.
But no one steps back and thinks about it sort of thematically. So we ask people all the time, do you sort of auto-connect to your router at home? And, everybody says, yes, why do I do that for security? No, you don't do that. You do that to protect the bandwidth of your router at home, right, of your Wi-Fi at home. In fact, it provides no security whatsoever. So someone could just pretend to be your router at home, and you're going to give it your password, you're going to think you're happy, and you're talking on the wrong, you have a man-in-the-middle problem, you're talking on the wrong device.
Right.
That's a very simple example of the way security systems, if they're thought about in silos, they don't work.
Very interesting.
So is core security a service base, or is it a platform that brings everything together? How do we apply the core security?
So we are a product company. There's really three main business lines.
Okay.
On the identity management side, we think about all of the standard things that people think about in identity management, onboarding, changing new employees, roles, governance, access reviews, password management, mobile, that kind of stuff, multi-factor authentication, but we think about it very much from a security perspective as well. So the analytics tools are thinking about what do people really have access to, what should they have access to, giving you, actually using something called a property graph to give you a continuous, comprehensive, current, historic view of access, which gets very, very complicated. We have customers that are trying to do access reviews for 4 million entitlements on an annual basis.
Wow.
Right? And those entitlements, by the way, are not single entitlements, but they sit nested underneath each other. So the permutations are billions and billions of permutations. They don't really know what people have access to. So that's the identity management space. Again, people think about it operationally. Can I get my new employees on board quickly?
Yeah.
But there's the only reason you do it, frankly, is for security. So there's a real security aspect to it. The vulnerability space is around sort of managing down the threat. Do I know what vulnerabilities I have? Can I pen test that? We have the best pen testing products in the market. We actually... people say whatever, L'Oreal, it's worth it. It was also the most expensive.
Right.
And the reason is we do it, so we did licensing asset-based, right? So so if you have a large company, you pay a very large price, even if you only have one pen tester. Just for Black Hat, we added to the pricing model, you can buy it that way, or you can buy it on a named user license, so you can start off very small if you want and build your capabilities. At some point, those would cross, but it's a very different pricing model. We also have a great analytics engineer. There's a theme here. There's a great analytics engineer that actually will take all those vulns and do attack path analysis so we can figure out how an adversary would move through your network. The last main business line is threat intel, threat detection. We brought in Dumbala, which is a fantastic company, came out of Georgia Tech data scientists. We are seeing 1.2 trillion DNS queries a day. We're overseeing 750 mobile phones a day and watching the way they behave, running them against machine learning techniques to figure out, are these things compromised, are they infected, what have you. So that's a very strong business as well. But when you start to think about how those things connect together, if I do the attack path analysis to say, from your perimeter to this protected device, here's how an adversary would move, are you safe, should you make changes, that's great. But if I say this device is infected, now I can give you, as part of the case that says, here's infected, here's the adversary groups, tools, techniques, practices, what have you. By the way, here's the attack path from the infected device out to the assets you want to protect. From an incident response perspective, that's very, very strong. And taking a step forward, if we think about RSA target any of these breaches, depends on who you ask the numbers, 75, 85% of the breaches include identity, include access. Now we're going to connect in the graph that we have as well and the identity, so I can see, oh, on this device that was compromised, here's what is in the attack path, here's the folks that have used the device, here is their graph, essentially how it can move from your account to another account that you have and then back into the network to an exploit.
Wow.
We can see the entire path, attack path that way.
That is pretty holistic, Chuck.
I feel very safe standing next to Chris Sullivan. I got to say, you speak with command presence.
Like, yeah.
You know this stuff inside out. How long you guys been around?
So Core Security, the vulnerability company, 21 years.
21 years?
Okay.
Yes. Wow.
Corion, the identity management company, 21 years.
I just want to have my 386 computer you guys are working on this stuff.
And Dabal about 10 years.
Wow.
The other thing that's really exciting for me is all three of those companies had research capabilities. So we're doing great research
on the threat side,
right? Right. Great research on the vault side, actually great research in data sciences on the access side. But now the Core Security company had the best process. It's a very deliberate process. We actually have found 231 zero days.
Wow.
We work with the vendors. We say, here's it. You know, you have a timer. We're going to announce this to the community. Here's the process. And then we announce that with the exploit, the compensating controls, the patches, what have you, in concert with the vendors. So we're using that process and formalize that process. But now we're doing research across those three different domains, within the domains, but also between them.
Now, what keeps Chris Sullivan awake at night? I'm going to guess nothing.
I know.
I'm thinking,
I mean, they got it down.
Hey, this guy's got it. He's wired. He's not worried about it.
I love just the, I'm actually very excited about this
You're
stuff.
I know. You love it. You can tell.
It's oozing out of you. I love
it's
it.
It's sport, right?
Yeah.
So
it is.
They're going to change. People say, what's new this year? Nothing's new this year. Like, whatever. Last week, right? The fish tank at the casino was compromised. They get into the network. Supposedly nothing bad happened. But it's just sport, right? You know, we got... It looks like ransomware, but that's a diversionary tactic, right? It's not really ransomware. It's really a malware. Why do they do that? Same reason they do it for diversionary tactics in warfare, right? So they have a more effect, right? They also figured out how to sort of really minimize collateral damage, you know, with what went on. So it's going to change all the time.
Right.
And we have to evolve and change all the time. This is why I'm so
happy. And that's what you love about it.
Yeah, and with Core Labs, we got so smart people working on these problems, thinking about how to solve the problem.
Yeah, it's... It is sport. That's
it
a good way to look at it.
Yep.
And I think if you look at it that way...
It's the thrill of the chase.
I love the perspective because, I was a cop, right?
Yep.
I love pushing a police car around chasing bad guys. I can't even tell you how exciting that is, right? And you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Now, do you have a military background by chance?
I do not. I have two boys in, and all of my uncles and everything else.
He's got that bearing, doesn't he?
He
command
does.
I think
he
I was
does.
Trained that way.
Yeah.
But And I got two boys to serve today.
So. Chris Sullivan, CoreSecurity.com. Check him out. I want this guy in my corner. Sounds great. We'll be back in a few minutes here at SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Thanks, Mike. Chris,
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we're out.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we're out.